This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review heard in the Crude Life Content Network. On today's episode, we talk with Daniel Fine, Senior Policy Analyst in the New Mexico State Department of Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources, and he talks about how the U.S. is in prime position for the global energy market. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Daniel Fine, Senior Policy Analyst in the New Mexico State Department of Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review.
So my view of this is slow demand. We're not going up to a crisis. Why? Of supply. Because of our reserves. 275 billion barrels here in the United States, plus Canada. And that's why we take a position. The future, whether we design it in policy, inevitably, we're going to be self-sufficient. Trump understands this. His people like Zinke around him and his EPA director. They understand we're on the cusp now of self-sufficiency. Here's a question you didn't ask, but let me go ahead.
Okay.
What about the Navy of the United States? What about six aircraft carriers out there? Six aircraft carriers, world leadership in the world oceans, five oceans and seas. What have they been doing, and why have we put up a defense of world oil to keep the flow of world oil? One analyst said between 1976 and 2007, we spent $1.3 trillion defending, with our leadership in the world, defending other oil producers. Keeping, quote, the flow of world oil is our responsibility. What happens when we're self-sufficient? What does the public think about that expenditure? And what does the Navy, what is the strategy for an event like that? So my reading of it is this will change as we get closer to self-sufficiency and a North American market.
To listen to the full-length interview with Daniel Fine, Senior Policy Analyst in the New Mexico State Department of Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check out our entire social media network at thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavin of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.